أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. So, beloveds, welcome back. Good work, everyone. Very strong afternoon, and you all did a great job with the new healing. Just before we start the debrief, I just have a request from Rahma Karaway. Her request is that if you need something, rather than asking hotel staff for what you need, if you would please come make your request to her, because...
Rahma Tracy.
Because, you know, there are 35 or 40 of us here, and if we each have small requests, but if we each make them to the hotel staff, then they begin to feel that, you know, we're a demanding lot. So Rahma Tracy would ask that if you have a need or a request for the hotel, that you bring it to her, and that she'll approach the hotel, so they're not being approached by everybody all the time with a lot of what are often small requests, but still seem a lot when everybody's bringing them. So just take your needs to Rahma if you have a problem or you have a request. Okay, so we have about half an hour for people to check in to share how that went for you, any questions that you have about the healing. Anything you'd like to share about your experience as a healer or as a client from the healing? So I'll open the floor. That includes the people who are on Zoom. If you'd like to share, please just unmute yourself and share with us.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Habiba.
I had a lovely healing with Radia Beth, and through the healing, I just was noticing different things, and what's particularly going on now, it came up during the last part of the healing, and I started getting images of my father, my sister, and a couple of my mother, and I started saying la ilaha illallah, because I'm still on my cycle, I couldn't give a healing, so I did some remembrance, and I'm just really struggling with the remembrance, with the images. Images are not, you know, they're not painful or bad. They're actually nice images. And because it's particularly warm here today, you know, I always struggle with changes in the season, and generally not so much to nicer weather. But these images and just feelings that I'm having, I'm really struggling with them. I feel really sad and really full of a lot of grief. Mm-hmm. And if you have any recommendation for me.
Well, you know, I think having a certain amount of sadness and grief is normal for what's happening with your father. You know, you've been through a lot of changes. Your father's had not just a change in his living arrangements, but then a fall and an injury. So my suggestion would be, first of all, not to try to push the grief away, but to be with the grief and invite Allah to be in the grief with you. It's not about getting rid of the grief, because I think the grief is normal. It's a human process that we need to go through, just as we do with any loss. And there have been a lot of losses for your father and for you in the last, you know, number of months. So, yeah, be with the grief and invite Allah to come and hold you in that place.
Okay.
And, you know, ask Allah for what you need. If it's comfort or ease or a friend, just whatever need you're having in that moment, share it with Allah and ask Allah to send the qualities that you need.
Okay. I'll do that.
And during the healing, the shaitanic harm healing, did you notice any energy moving or anything leaving? What happened during that?
I felt a little lighter through the middle part of it.
Mm-hmm.
When Radhi asked me you know, what my name was, you know, the first time I didn't really feel anything. I didn't say anything the whole way through the questions, but the name Mary was like on my heart to like. But, you know, that was my grandmother's name. I don't know why, you know, that would have come up, because, you know, I love my grandmother very much. But it didn't, I don't know if anything really left. But I, like I said, I did feel a little lighter.
Okay.
And then just, you know, all that sadness come in at the end. It kind of threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting all that sadness.
Right. So a number of people had family members come up, and they weren't family members that they had any experience with, as in abusive behavior or any reason for that name to come up. But I remember when I had my very first one healing as a student, my brother's name came up first, and there was something shaitanic about that. But my parents came up after that, and their name came up, and when I was asked, you know, what harm are you trying to cause, they weren't trying to cause any harm. But, you know, every person makes mistakes, and so you know, there may have been traces left behind of those mistakes. Your grandmother Mary, it may have been energy left from something with her, or it may be something that's come down through your family lineage. So don't try to second guess it. Just, you know, when a name comes up, you just give the name. You don't have to understand why or what, you know, why that name would be coming up or what might have happened. Just let it come up, speak the name, and then be willing to let any energy go that's willing to shift. It doesn't have to make sense to us, to our minds, is what I'm saying. So, alhamdulillah, it sounds like Radia did a beautiful job, and you did feel something leave, some lightness came into your being. And then that opened the door for the sadness to come up, which may have been blocked. So maybe you need to go through that sadness and grief.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am curious, you know, because, you know, I am taking lithium for my mood stabilizer and Celexa for my antidepressant, and I haven't had a real low in a really long time because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this something to monitor, or, like, I don't know how to, like, deal with it with, like, my psychiatrist and my therapist and stuff, you know, just be real open with them about what I'm doing. My psychiatrist is Muslim, alhamdulillah, and you know, my therapist is very open to you know, my going back to school and stuff, with, you know, what I've been sharing with her about the healing school and stuff.
Well, you know, for someone who has either depression or bipolar, you know, mood disorders, there's the disorder and then there's life events. And sometimes grief and sadness is a normal reaction to a life event. And if you have a mood disorder, then you do need to monitor it. You need to make sure, you know, to monitor whether or not the grief and sadness you're feeling is a normal reaction or whether it's out of proportion. And sometimes a life event for someone who suffers with a depressive disorder can trigger a depression. So it is something that you need to monitor carefully with your psychiatrist and your, you know, your doctors. So, you know, I would say both are true. Certainly what you've been through in recent months is cause for sadness, but you need to be careful that it doesn't become a trigger for depression, or that, you know, your reaction to it is within, you know, the normal bounds. So I would definitely say, you know, if the sadness really continues strongly, then I would certainly check in with your psychiatrist or your doctors and you know, see what they think.
Okay.
And get their support. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is Radia on too? Do you like to share anything with us, Radia, as the healer, about your experience? Yeah, speak up a little if you can.
Okay. So I'm still processing my healing that I received.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of in a different chapter. I would have to go back. I'm not sure I'm ready to go back, though. I feel like I need to be with myself right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Thanks.
All right, anyone here like to share anything about your healing as either the healer or the receiver?
I want to share. It was so intense. I felt like some, it was just intense. And
intense as the healer or intense as the receiver or both?
Receiver probably more.
Okay.
Than the, I felt comfortable as the healer, and I guess I felt pretty comfortable too as receiving the healing. But I really like to know what's going on, and I really have no idea. So that was uncomfortable, and a name came up for me that I was really not expecting, like somebody who I don't think of it all, but not when I sit more with a name, like I can connect with something about the stories of that person, at least as like a joker, somebody who survived like so much suffering and had to leave their country and came here, and like all I know about him was like that he always wanted to joke around and be funny, and like there's something about that kind of irritates me, and I can see it in my own childhood, the same thing of like, why isn't anybody taking this pain seriously and like trying to get to the truth so that we don't all have to feel this? So I think that's like quite intense for me, because it does feel like something from my own childhood that's very personal, but it came through as just completely like, I never met him, and I know I can fill one sentence with words that I know about him.
Yeah, but you just gave a whole picture about something that he had shaitanic traces, and this has come down through the family lineage, through the behavior of the family and their reaction as well. So it's perfect. Alhamdulillah. And did you feel that clear? Did you feel that energy shift? And release?
I definitely felt things leaving, but I also felt like I didn't feel like everything left.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I did, but I did feel things leaving.
Yeah. Well, there are often many layers, as I said. There can be many layers of the same thing, and there can be totally different things. And when one clears, then the next one's there for the next clearing. So the fact that you felt things leave, but you know there are still things there, that's perfectly normal. But yeah, good work.
And then I guess I have a question about the lineage stuff, and it's something that has been like coming. I'm sorry for a lot. There's like part of me that's just like, I don't know, sometimes it feels like tiring, just the healing process, like looking at the pain and looking at the stuff.
You feel tired?
Yeah. Sometimes I just feel so that I'm like, when I hear lineage, I'm like, no, thank you. I already have enough in my own like little experience. Like lineage feels so...
Yeah, but your little experience comes from your lineage.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be this big other mysterious thing, but the way your mother and your father raised you is a result of how they were raised and their experiences. So that's all lineage means.
Okay.
It doesn't mean there's this massive thing. You heal what's in you. And C.D. says when you heal yourself, you heal back X number of generations and forward. So you are healing the lineage thing, but you're not having to do anything extra. You're just healing what you have, what you're carrying. But what you're carrying, some of it is being passed down to you through the lineage.
How many generations?
Oh, I think I've heard him say four. Sometimes I hear seven.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah,
I think he said four back and four forward.
Four.
That's
yeah,
what I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not extra stuff. It just means that some of the stuff you've been dealing with your whole life comes from your lineage. It's not like we're giving you another whole baggage to work with. That would be rough. Yeah, okay, good. Good luck. Anyone else like to share? How was it for you giving Rachma?
It was pretty intense.
Yeah?
Yeah. It feels a lot different than the other healings, I think. Or at least this one did. And I'm trying to think. Some of it just feels like the awkwardness of, like, you know, some of those sura I hadn't seen before, so I was focused on reading them, but then also really focused on, like you said, staying grounded, and felt a little shaky. Like even at a couple points, I noticed like my hand shaking.
It's hard to do that with a brand new healing where you're not familiar with it. To both embody it and be trying to read it and get the Arabic right as well.
Yeah. So it felt a little bit like doing one of those like pat your stomach. Like
I thought you did a good job though. I could feel the strength there. Felt the alignment. Yeah.
I think that that was the biggest thing. I mean, I definitely felt some energy shifting, and it wasn't what I was telling Rahima this actually afterwards, but I'll share it with everyone. Like, I think at the end, I didn't notice this in the moment, but later I noticed it at the end, I was really focused on Noor telling me that she felt a shift instead of me just being checking in with how I felt it had gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, sometimes that works in healings, but I wasn't getting a lot of clarity like about if she had felt a shift. And so I think that in retrospect, I realized like, oh, I need to spend more time checking in with just like how, like going back to my heart and just saying like, okay, do I feel like it's cleared, or at least insofar as I can tell?
Yeah, and looking into the eyes also and seeing whether what you see when you look in the eyes, because when you look into the eyes, for me, the clue is, am I looking into the eyes of this person that I know, or are these eyes different? You know, are these eyes strange? Do I see something withdraw? Because sometimes you'll see an energy there and it will back off when you look in really when you really intently look in the eye, and quickly too, you don't just sort of gradually, gently, you really look in the eye, it'll jump back. And, you know, then you can look and say, okay, are these Newell's eyes I'm looking at, or are they not? You know, is there something else there?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way for you to also check in, as well as feeling through your heart, is to really pay attention with the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at the end, for a while, you were looking at the Allah sign, and that was confusing to me, because it was like looking at this other part of the room. Which, I mean, I understand for you if that might have felt like the right thing to do, but as the healer, I was kind of like, I don't know if that is like, I didn't want to tell her not to do that, if that was what she felt was the right thing to do. But at the mm-hmm. same time, it's like, is that the like, not Noor doing that, or is that Noor doing that? And I wasn't sure. Like,
yeah, you can ask them to look into your eyes, because you actually want to see what their reaction is to your gaze going into their eye.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can ask them to look in your eyes.
Okay, that's helpful, because I wasn't, I don't know, it felt a little weird being like, don't look at the Allah, like the name of Allah.
I know, I understand. And, you know, we had an instance of one of the healings today where the person couldn't even open their eyes. They wouldn't open their eyes. It wasn't that the person wouldn't open their eyes, but the energy wouldn't let them open their eyes at all. They didn't want to be looked at. So, I mean, that's a feature of the energy does not want you to see it. And so that's why it jumps back when you look. Or another clue is if often shaitanic energy will look to the left and down when you're trying to fix it with your gaze. So if the person's eyes keep going down to the left like that, that's also can be a sign that that's shaitanic energy that's doing that.
That's interesting.
That's yeah, because as I said, fixing it with your gaze stops it from going anywhere, changing any form, mm-hmm. hiding all of that, so it doesn't like it. So, yeah. Anyone else like to share? How are you doing, Rahma?
I'm really happy. I think that what I asked for, the energy that's to move, is an energy that I have been letting stop me. And I mean, like, stop me from getting there. I want to get there. I don't want to miss it.
Right.
And so, I'm really happy, and the tears are like a astaghfirullah for me letting it stop me for years. Anyway, hello.
Well, you didn't let it stop you here today having that healing. That's
right.
You. You set your intention to come.
Yep.
And it's all in Allah's hands.
Yep.
So Allah's guiding and walking.
So I feel a lot of alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Beautiful. So nice work, Tahra. Salam.
Yeah. It was really a blessing to do this with her. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So Rahma was a person that really showed it on the outside. You could really see the energy moving with her body, because her body was just moving a lot as the energy cleared. There's a lot of movement going on. How are you feeling then, Tara?
I think hard to believe that
you feel like some of
yes.
the energy that was stuck with
yes.
you before has moved?
I feel my heart is a little lighter.
Okay.
Still something, but not as in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
problem that I'm up in. And what about you, Nora? How was it receiving?
I mean, generally, when I receive Chaitanya Karmilis, I focus, I can look at the person in front of me. I think it was really great with Grandma. We had great eye contact, and the recitation was very strong, and I think I felt a really strong vibration in your voice, mashallah. It was really transmitting. And like she was saying, suddenly my eyes at one point, because I was doing recitation while I was receiving, I'm used to doing that when the other healings I've got, shaitanic ones. So I looked at the Allah sign because it was in front of me, and I couldn't really move my eyes, and I actually, the way she kind of didn't want to ask me to take my eyes off the Allah sign, I actually didn't want to tell her, no, I don't want to look into your eyes either, because I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I really felt like I was in a trance, and I would have liked to have just stayed there the whole time and not answer questions. And then when I guess as soon as my eyes shifted, I suddenly felt jaw pain. I have a walking with jaw pain. Not TMJ, it's something else. It's more like self-injury. And so I felt like I wanted to just get that. And so then we did a little bit of recitation on that. It was just good to just, I just went upstairs and I listened to Surah Baqarah and actually with Mishari, the name that you shared yesterday. And I just laid and I received through YouTube a little bit more, and I did some more recitation, so I felt good to do that. But I don't know, I never had an instance where I never didn't suddenly want to speak anymore. I just wanted to be quiet. But mm-hmm. I have this tendency of talking even when I don't want to talk, because I grew up around a lot of talkers in my family, so it was considered disrespectful if you asked for space or silence. And because we're in a classroom setting, I felt like my mom needed feedback too.
Mm-hmm.
To know how to ask.
Okay, good. Now, how about you, Asifa? What was your experience like giving or receiving?
The giving is, I feel more my hand has been the burning, and then when I touched her forehead, then it was. Okay. Before that, I was feeling he did something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see her eyes, the shine, different, not the Nora's eyes. And the first two times, it was strong. And then the third time when I did it, it got weaker. So by the time, when I did the second part and the song,
mm-hmm.
It was literally less strong.
Okay. And how was it receiving?
Receiving, I didn't even feel physically.
That's right, you weren't aware of anything. Yeah.
Yeah, it was something I felt it controlling my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong control, not even letting me say the name.
Mm-hmm. And of course, how does the shaitan speak to us? Through our mind, through our nafs, right? Mm-hmm. The nervous system is the place of attack, so
mm-hmm.
so the mind control could have been that energy.
Yeah, because my heart was in peace. I didn't even feel anything. Physically, I didn't feel anything. Just a little bit on my left shoulder, I feel it. And when she finished, I felt it after that, little sensation.
A little bit there,
yeah. But otherwise, I did notice something controlling. There is a strong control, not even letting me say anything.
Okay, good. All right, nice work, everybody.
Can I ask another question about receiving?
Sure.
It's something that I noticed is earlier. I have been, for the past couple weeks, I have had some nerve pain in my heel.
Okay.
And then in other parts of my body, I was having pain. And I noticed that since we did the healing earlier, it's almost all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been in contemplation about whether it was physical or spiritual or some combination, and I think I had received another healing on it, so I was pretty certain that it was at least some combination of those things. And then since a lot of it has cleared, I'm like, okay, that seems like it was shaitan related. But the question I have is, I started noticing it was like, came on really suddenly after I gave a healing. And so that's confusing to me, I think. And I wanted to...
So it came back after you gave the healing?
No. The original pain that I had, I noticed it really strongly after I had given a healing. So like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, I guess I'm just wondering about that.
Oh, whether you picked up something in the healing?
Yeah, like how does that work?
Well, that's not personally something I worry about, because I know that if I'm with Allah, I'm safe, so I never worry about it, but you could do wudu. It's possible that you let something in. You could do wudu after healings, particularly if you're very sensitive and you have any concern, particularly if it's a strong healing, then go and do wudu, that will help. But focus very much on staying with Allah, because if you're with Allah, then nothing's going to get in.
Yeah. I think that's why I wanted to ask about it, because I hadn't really worried about it before
right.
this, and this kind of made me more concerned about that or something.
Yeah, don't become afraid, because that'll get in the way of your healing.
Yeah.
Just know that if you're with Allah, you're safe. And nothing can harm you. And if you're giving a healing and it was a strong healing, or you have a feeling of anything that might have happened, just immediately go do wudu. You can do salat.
Yeah.
And just be aware that even that, you can get rid of it just as easily with a healing, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to hang on to stuff. Even if you do, some people heal by taking stuff on, clearing it within them and letting it go. I mean, I'm somebody who'll pick up stuff in that I feel what other people feel. So if somebody's got a headache, I'll feel a headache, and but I don't hang on to it.
Yeah.
It can just, it'll come in and then it'll leave.
Yeah.
So
that's usually my experience with the healings, because definitely there are times when I notice like sensations that I'm sure are not like...
Not yours, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like suddenly they come in during the healing and you're like, oh, okay, interesting. But then it'll appear.
Yeah, so that's typically what happens. And the other thing that you can do if you notice something like that after a healing is you can do an Epsom salts bath.
Okay.
Epsom salts or salt baths, or drinking... tomato juice for some reason is recommended, but definitely if I find myself getting really tired and irritable, when I've been either teaching or doing a lot of healing and stuff, then I know that going to the beach here would be great. Salt water is really good, but Epsom salts baths will help too.
Okay.
So you can release those kind of things pretty easily.
Okay.
It's generally just energy. Negative energy that might have attached to you, So.
Is there anything we can do, like, because these are in-person healings, so if someone's in our home or if we're in someone's home and after the little bit of energy discharge that happens, what can we do to clear the space after?
Well, you can do what you do here, the hand of Allah, you can play the Quran in the space, you can put up the letter of the Prophet, which is actually a prayer for protection of spaces. So I have that all around my house. And you can create holy water by making a jug of water, putting your fingertips in there and praying three times the Fatiha, the three kuls, Ayatul Kursi, and then you sprinkle the water out. So you just do, if you have enemy of the devil, you can burn that too. You just do whatever you would normally do to clear space. If you're in somebody else's house, then do something unobtrusive, I guess, unless they're open to it. But yeah, there are a lot of things you can do. Yes?
Can you do, instead of like doing after, can you do it before we start the healing to just protect ourselves and then keep healing?
Clear the space?
Sure. No. Like we do the Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and the Kol like before, but just to make ourselves like, you know, for our protection.
Sure, the more.
And after give a healing, because it comes in my mind too sometimes. Like.
Yeah, don't think of it as for my protection, think of it as for making my being as pure as possible for this healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because your intention is to be with Allah. Allah will protect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just not get something like from the
yeah, there's, don't be afraid of picking up stuff. It'll just get in your way as a healer. Just know that the best protection is to be with Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do feel like, oh, you know, I do wudu after I give shaitanic harm healings, just as a precaution.
Mm-hmm.
I go and do wudu afterwards, and I recommend for the client to do the same. But I don't worry about it. I don't fear that I'm going to pick up anything. And anything, even if you did pick up anything, you can release it. You just sit and do remembrance and, you know, practices, and it'll clear. Nothing bad's going to happen to you if you're with Allah.
We have a question online.
Yeah.
Zainab, do you want to ask? Can Zainab ask a question?
Sure.
Zainab, do you want to unmute yourself?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
I just have a question. We missed the demo, but I have read the worksheet. And I just wanted to know, for me and Majid, to do it alone, is there anything that we should do to kind of protect ourselves and the house? Or I don't know, it just seems quite scary to try and do it alone without having the teacher present for the first time.
Were you guys here? Were you here for the demonstration this morning?
No, sorry. Well... No, we were just here for the lesson on it before the demonstration.
Okay. I would recommend waiting until you get the recording and then watch the demonstration and the lesson again before you do it. And then I would say you could go ahead and do it with each other. I don't think there's too much risk because you're husband and wife and you know, you're picking up each other's stuff all the time, right? So if one of you has shaitanic harm, the other one's probably been dealing with it for a long time.
You should see the faces.
All right. No need to go on about it.
Yeah, just... maybe have your one of your parents or a friend look after your daughter while you're doing it. I wouldn't do it in the same room as Samaya.
No. Okay.
But I would say it's fine. I would recommend watching the demo first and then the recording and then doing it. And then I believe, I don't know if you're planning on attending, but I believe Nora and Wadud are coming over in March to do a teaching. So if you have questions or anything that's come up, you're welcome to ask me, but you can also ask them in person when they're there too.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. That's, not too long away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, but I would definitely practice it together.
Okay.
I don't think either of you are going to flip out or have anything really terrible happen.
Inshallah.
If I'm wrong, bismillah.
Yeah,
so sorry. But I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, inshallah. Any idea of when the recordings will be online?
I hope soon. I mean, it's really just a matter of loading them up, provided they're okay. certainly the verbal recordings, the audio recordings are available pretty fast, and hopefully the Zoom video shouldn't be too far off.
Okay.
I know last time they took a while because they were really bad, and also there needed to be some editing done, but I'm hoping this time that won't happen.
Okay, I'm sure.
Okay.
Thank you. I think we're going to head, because it's bedtime, it's quite late.
Yeah, yeah, it's late there.
Yeah. Okay, Assalamualaikum.
All right, thank you everyone. We're actually, it's 5:42, so we will close class for today. Get a good night's rest. You all did a good, strong day's work. Tomorrow is going to be, you will get to practice dyads again Thursday afternoon, I think it is, with Amani. We'll be teaching you, and Thursday afternoon you'll do dyads again. And tomorrow we're going to talk about love, now that we've knocked off the shaitan. we're going to talk about love in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'll do the forms and bodies, and then do the healing, organ healing, which would be very sweet, very nourishing healing. So inshallah, you'll enjoy tomorrow. It'll be an easier day, a less intense day, let's put it that way. All right, thank you everyone, have a good evening. I guess there's today's Sunday, right?
So yeah, so we have zikr.
Zikr, what time is it?
It's at 7:30. We have it in the schedule at 7:30.
7:30 in the prayer room.
The work study group, if we could meet to organize a space for the zikr. I think as soon as dinner ends, maybe. What time is the
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
I guess we brought him over now.